News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Ground was broken for the development of 150 serviced lots in Chateau Gardens, Birds Hill, Clarendon last week. The groundbreaking represents the start of phase one of a $593 million project being undertaken by the National Housing Trust, the NHT, to provide over 500 housing solutions. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who also broke ground for 85 housing solutions in Longville Park 2 weeks ago, committed to using the NHT's fund to provide even more affordable housing opportunities for Jamaicans.
We want to build as many housing solutions as possible for Jamaican people. The NHT is taking what I call a wholesome approach to building houses, and we support and endorse that.
A total of $600 million will be spent to improve health institutions island-wide. Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says the projects are critical to the efficient functioning of several of the island's health institutions. He points out that project planning activities have been completed and improvement works will get underway in short order. Some of the initiatives include procurement of 2 buses to transport the mentally ill, upgrading elevators at the National Chest, Kingston Public and Spanish Town hospitals, and the procurement of critical equipment for hospitals in St. Anne, St. Mary and Portland.
We're taking those projects and we're aggressively, this year, we are going to put that resource into improving our institution.
The health minister says other projects include roof repairs at the Maypen, Mandeville Regional and Chapleton hospitals, project development at the St. Anne's Bay Comprehensive Health Centre and expansion of the St. Anne Health Department. The government is to introduce a pre-shipment inspection process for imported motor vehicles. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the move is geared at protecting consumers from fraud and boosting the quality of vehicles on the nation's roads, among other objectives. The pre-shipment inspection process will entail the exercise of due diligence based on the history of the vehicle, conformity to age limit, roadworthiness, radioactive contamination, and odometer reading.
We feel it gives the consumers greater protection, and it is a system whereby after inspection, the exporter cannot go where the vehicle is. It's isolated, so there's no possibility of contamination. This will be implemented by the 1st of July 2017.
Minister Samuda was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. And the National Land Agency, NLA, has introduced new online forms as part of its effort to improve service delivery and satisfy customer demand. Available on the NLA's website at nla.gov.jm, the new forms will guide customers in properly completing application forms with the aim of reducing the rejection rate of documents submitted to the Land Titles Division.
What we have noticed is that when persons submit their applications, we go through a vetting process, and sometimes on those applications, we pick up errors, and so we'll have to return those forms to the applicant. And that results in time being lost as well as money they have spent.
Manager Marketing and Public Relations in the NLA, Nicole Hales. Ms. Hales was speaking in an interview with GIS News following a visioning workshop at the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston recently. The visioning workshop was one of a series of consultations organized by the Office of the Cabinet to improve customer service delivery in the public sector. Those are some of the stories making news last week. I'm Anthros Campbell.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Labor Day 2017 will be like no other. You see, this year, we're going to restore, we're going to preserve, we're going to beautify our beautiful island, Jamaica.
My dream, my dream, my dream, my dream, my dream is to restore the school, every park, every scheme. Preserve landmarks and murals, you see. Tell you my goal, my goal, my goal. Labor Day 2017, let's volunteer to get all of them things together. Restore, preserve, and beautify.